This photograph was taken in 1999 at Honey Hill, a battle site in South Carolina. In the foreground of the piece is a muddy, leaf-strewn bank of a pond, glistening with moisture. Two bent trees with dark leaves and thin trunks stretch over the mirror-like water on the left side of the bank. Three dark trees stand at the very right of the frame, closing in and defining the lighter background. The pond snakes through the center of the frame. The water is still and glassy, reflecting the rod-straight trees dappled with sunlight on the far bank, which become thinner as they stretch farther away toward the right of the frame. The background is well lit, the sky almost white in contrast with the dark leaves and bank in the foreground. The trees on the far bank seem to fade into a mist of white light. The reflection in the pond makes it difficult to distinguish where the water ends and the thin trunks of the trees on the far bank begin. A dead log, a minute detail, juts into the water in the very center of the frame, as if forming a bridge to the parallel upside-down world in the water. The image is evocative of the crisp crunch of fall leaves underfoot and the smell of earthy musk coming from the wet bank. The photograph is busy with detail and texture, but simultaneously serene and still.